I got on my yellow tie because I'm going to go first to the Pelicans.
Wow.
Yeah. We should enter the draft.
I don't think that's... I mean, if we were playing on a hoop like that, maybe.
You think RJ Barrett and Zion Williamson are better than the two of us?
Yes.
Slightly. NBA draft, there's three things you should watch out for. Anthony Davis. Will he get traded on draft day or shortly thereafter? The Knicks have the 3 pick. The Lakers have the 4 pick. Will they put together a high lottery pick and some veterans and some no good players and steal Anthony Davis?
Do you have an Anthony Davis pick head?
I do not.
I'm going to ask you, where would you rather be, New York, LA? You've lived in both.
It depends who else goes to New York. I'm going to wait and see who signs.
I'm just talking, would you rather live
LA.
In Chelsea or Hermosa?
LA. Hermosa.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, your apartment is super small in Chelsea. That thing.
Yeah, New York winners, too. Brutal. Anyways, Anthony Davis, will he get traded? Point guard situations. Phoenix and Chicago need to resolve some issues. Will they resolve it through the draft? And the Hawks have the 8-10 pick. Will they bundle that up to get a higher pick to get the player they covet the most?
I feel like that was an outro. We need a commercial to fill in while we do our big boards.
We can do our big boards right now.
All right.
So we're going to do it one at a time, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Am I first?
Yeah, you're first.
All right. Well, I mean, we're both going to have the first same pick. With the first pick in the NBA draft, the New Orleans Pelicans will select Zion Williamson from Duke. It's a no-brainer. He's a generational talent, size, athletic ability, great ball handling skills. I'm going to get into on Kyle's court what's going to make him a great pro and how he'll be effective right out of the gate.
All right. I got the same thing. Zion going number one. Says, duh. Marketable. He could. Jrue Holiday averaged 21-8 last year.
Yeah.
That's better than most point guards in the NBA. That's probably a big three. If I am Zion, I'm on the phone with AD right now talking about how they become a big three. I'm also on the phone with Sean Payton saying, if basketball doesn't work out, I'll come play linebacker for you.
Boom.
Boom.
All right, number two. Am I up?
You are.
Well, I can just go first so you can copy it.
No, I'll go. I got Ja. Ja Morant out of Murray State. You know the Murray State mascot?
Murray State Racers.
The Racers. The guy riding the cow or the horse. Looks like he's whipping him. So Ja Morant. So the Grizzlies have $82 million of salary cap tied up in four people. Chandler Parsons, not playing.
Stealing money.
Avery Bradley. Sarunas Valachunas. Wow. I mean, he is a poor man's, he's not good. And then Conley. Conley's just old. And so
tail end of his contract.
Who knows what they do with Conley. But Ja Morant, he becomes the next Dame, CJ McCollum. He's a small school star.
Yeah.
And this is something you would say. He's going to shine bright on the streets of Nashville or Memphis.
I would not say that. It's Beale Street, first of all. Second pick, the Memphis Grizzlies will take Ja Morant. Combo guard, Murray State, explosive, great court vision. What I liked, he got to the free throw line 8.1 times a game, shot 81%. He'll be able to do it in a wide open court in the NBA. You know what? He also led to the league, the NCAA, in turnovers. He's got to watch those passes, make better decisions. But him and Jaren Jackson, the future's bright on Beale Street.
Who's the coach of the Grizzlies?
No idea.
They got rid of Tisdale.
Yeah.
Was Tisdale ever a coach?
Oh, no. Am I up? New York Knicks?
Yep, go for it. Is Barrett one T or two Ts?
I'm going to go 2T, and I'm just going to write it. The New York Knicks will take R.J. Barrett, guard, from Duke.
If I'm...
I'm still up.
Go ahead. Elaborate.
Alpha, left-handed, downhill, very explosive. We'll need to work on his strength and his jumper, but I think he'll do that. The key will be... Will they keep the pick if they get a little wink-wink that Kevin Durant or Kyrie are coming? Or will they trade the pick? Who knows? But he's got to learn how to play as a second or third option in case they sign a big money free agent.
I got Barrett. Let me add something here. This is boring.
Well, why don't you spice it up?
So, RJ Barrett, first team All-American, played, I wouldn't call it second fiddle, right, to Zion, but we've talked about this. He's not as marketable. He's not as flashy. He doesn't carry the same name as Zion. He doesn't dunk 67 times throughout a season. That said, I agree with you.
Thank you. Can you repeat that?
I agree with you. If Barrett is a guy that I think you can probably flush in stars in with quicker than you could with Zion. Meaning, I think he's more skilled than Zion from a basketball standpoint.
I disagree.
Zion's 270 pounds.
But he's agile. He can play multiple positions.
I disagree there. But all right, we can get to the Barrett-Zion argument.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. You're right. I think Barrett is a more tangible in a second or probably a third type option role than I would think Zion.
Okay.
Lakers. Can we get our number one Lakers fan out here? Do you want to do the pick for me?
Who are you going to pick?
He's out of Vanderbilt.
Oh, man. You just copied my whole draft board.
And you know what? Lonzo Ball, bye-bye. Garland averaged 21 a game for Vanderbilt last year, regarded as probably the second best point guard in this draft.
Yeah.
Lonzo averaged 16 for UCLA his only year he played. Garland is, my opinion, probably far more intelligent. No offense to Westlake, Vandy's a tough school to get into. Garland was a strong leader for that team. And I haven't even seen Garland shoot, but I know it's got to be better than Lonzo's form. I mean, that's a fact, right?
He's a good shooter.
Lonzo's gone. Garland's in. Score first point guard. That's what you need on the Lakers right now.
I have Garland as well. He got hurt. He only played 4 games, but he was very effective in those 4 games. Scored a lot. The best prospect ever to attend Vanderbilt in basketball. Tennessee Player of the Year. Lakers are going to draft him. I agree.
Tennessee Player of the Year in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cavaliers. So they need a shooter. They need a point guard. No, they don't need a point guard. Shooting guard, small forward, center. They need everything. But who are they going to get? Man, I got a lot of ACC people on this board. DeAndre Hunter, Cleveland, UVA, versatile, pick and pop. He can shoot. He can blend in. In my opinion, he's the best player on the board. That's why they're going to draft him. Cavs need a lot. They're going to start there.
I mean, at some point, we got to be like McShay and
we really are 5 for 5?
Kuiper, because you're correct. On my big board, DeAndre, bright side here. Is you're not changing mascots. You're going from the Cavaliers to the Cavaliers. Downside, you got to go live in Cleveland, my friend. I'm sorry. But Colin Sexton's there, promising young star there. Kevin Love, serviceable, nice guy. Probably be friends with him while you're in Cleveland. Go visit the Rust Belt. DeAndre Hunter, 5th pick to Cleveland.
You're up.
This is where this might get a little interesting. So the last year, we all know Phoenix had the, I'm going to do a little, I love this guy's hair. So last year, obviously, Ayton had a quiet year for a team that didn't perform well, obviously, or didn't play up to potentially expectations. You have fringe stars, in Booker, who can put up numbers. And then you got Ayton, who's living up to what he should be. What do they need? They need someone to distribute the ball. Kobe White, point guard out of UNC. Ton of talent on that team. He was behind Ja of the first round, projected first round prospects. He was behind Ja in assists, 5.2 per 36 a game. Kobe White, number 6 pick to Phoenix. Stay out of Scottsdale, Kobe. Nothing good ever happens there.
So Phoenix needs a point guard to play with Booker and Ayton. That's why they're going to draft Cam Reddish out of Duke. But hold on. Don't put on that hat, Cam. There's a trade. The Phoenix Suns are going to send Cam Reddish and a second-round pick to the Lakers for Darius Garland. Lakers want Reddish. They just don't want to draft him that high. Phoenix gets their guy. Lakers get that guy. There's other players in there, and that's what's going
to
happen.
Wait, explain this to me. You're saying that Jeannie Buss just traded for the number six pick that for someone that she could have drafted and then also gave away a second round pick?
No, they got the second round pick.
Oh, they get a second round pick, so they can blow that one too. That's a good idea, Jeannie.
They get the second round pick.
All right, let's go down to Chicago.
I'm up.
Out to Chicago.
So with the seventh pick, the Chicago Bulls are going to take Colby White.
Dude,
he's got the best hair
in the
game.
That's true. His little hair. That's supposed to be his hair.
Great point guard. Great mix.
You do look
right
like
in.
Him.
And we got to go for his bobblehead. I mean, it's unbelievable. Colby White.
Do you want to take this? All right. So with the seventh pick in the NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Killa Cam Reddish out of UNC. Back-to-back Tar Heels. Roy Williams is sitting there proud. Listen, the Bulls have Zach LaVine.
Cam's from Duke.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Roy's not smiling so much. but the Bulls, I got a little ahead of myself because I knew too much about the Bulls. So Markkanen's going to become a star. You got Otto Porter, who's mediocre but a serviceable guy. Zach LaVine, who's flashes of brilliance. Chris Dunn, who's a point guard that we believe could be good. Cam Reddish, I think, rounds out that team. You probably get Markkanen down low a little more. Killa Cam Reddish from
Duke
to the Chicago Bulls, pick number seven.
Am I up? Pick eight, Atlanta Hawks. Their first pick, Jared Culver out of Texas Tech. They need a backcourt partner to pair with Trae Young. They need some versatility. They need some defense. He can do it all. He's going to grow into that two-guard position. You have the same thing, don't you?
I do.
Wow.
So the average age of the shooting guards right now on the Atlantic Hawks is 36 years old. No joke. I think Vince Carter's 42 and Bazemore's 29. You got to get a little bit younger at the position. And you're right. Jarrett Culver does everything. Older guy can step right in, probably give you serviceable minutes off the bench year one, year two, he becomes a starter. He's in Atlanta, from Lubbock to Atlanta. Wow. That might be a little bit of a transition.
Upgrade.
Stay out of
Buckhead.
Buckhead, yeah. Stay out of Buckhead. Buckhead's the Scottsdale of Atlanta, I feel like. Am I right?
You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
Number nine, the Wiz. They need a little bit of everything. Will they trade John Wall? Will they keep John Wall? They'll probably keep him because he's hurt for at least another year. Bradley Beal, will they move him to the Knicks? I don't know. But what I do know, with the number nine pick, the Wizards will take Jackson Hayes out of Texas.
Put that wig back on.
Does Jackson have a hair like that?
Jackson's got a nice fro.
No, that's only for Colby. Center, very efficient, very athletic, needs to grow in his body, put on some strength, but he's good around the paint. And Bradley Beal will make him even better.
I'll put it on then. With the ninth pick, the Washington Wizards select out of UT Hook'em Horns, Jackson Hayes. Now, Jackson, this is another public service announcement for yourself. Do not become mentored by Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm. Dwight is known to eat far too many Skittles.
Wow. Skittles are good, though.
You stick them on the ball in the middle of an NBA game. As well as own 20 snakes, including two boa constrictors named Minnie and Mickey. If you are Jackson Hayes and you do indeed get drafted by the Wizards, find a new mentor. Find someone else. Bradley Beal, maybe.
He'd be a good one.
I think pair well with Beal. Live next to him. Just tread lightly with Dwight. Jackson Hayes, number nine pick to the Washington Wizards.
I'll go. Number 10, Atlanta Hawks. Second pick. They are going to go with Nasir Little out of UNC, North Carolina. Didn't have the best freshman year, but he's got a lot of potential. And mixed with Trae Young, he's going to turn out to be a star. You heard it here first.
Do we have one of those little red sirens?
Should.
So this would be pick number 10. Atlanta already picked up Culver. I think they're good.
Wow.
Trade alert.
Ring the alarm.
We got a trade alert. Here's what's going to take place. Atlanta just picked up Culver. They're happy there. Danny Ainge gets on the phone with whoever the GM or owner of the Atlanta Hawks, whoever's picking the phone in Atlanta. He says, listen, I'm going to move up to number 10. I got Aaron Baines. Aaron, I love you. You're a coug. You're getting old. I mean, you're serviceable. You're fine, but not really a difference maker. Al Horford, same deal. You're great, but you're getting old as well. We're going to go out and get a prodigy.
Who are you going to get?
From one of the great centers of the league. One of the tallest NBA players, previous NBA players. Manute Bol. Bol Bol is being picked up by the Celtics. Going from green to green.
I like that.
Stretch, similar to Horford, fits right in. You got to put some weight on him. Manute Bol, when he moved into the U.S., he couldn't bench 44 pounds more than 10 times. Or he couldn't do it 10 times.
Interesting.
Let's hope, Bol Bol, you're a little stronger than that. Because you're going to have the likes of some big dudes hitting you. Mainly probably in the Eastern Conference. Zion probably coming into your chest a few times.
Yeah.
Bol Bol, 10th pick. Celtics trade up. Hawks get multiple picks in the back. That's what they need. A lot of assets. Danny Ainge makes a call.
I think that wraps it up.
Yours was boring.
Yours was the same as mine.
All right, so that's the draft coming up. New York, Barclays Center. Clay and Hans, if you're listening, get to the Barclays Center. Enjoy yourself. Take in the draft.
Any coups going to get
Burns,
drafted?
TJ, all you guys in New York? No coups. Robert Franks is the closest. And the only people that would only know who Robert Franks is probably the Cougs.
No Broncos either.
No Broncos?
No.